Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
That's I Would from Boys Life on Today FM. And look, the boys, the men themselves are in the studio. It's Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden.
Hello. Yay.
Gentlemen.
And you're listening to the Ray Foley Show.
You sure are. You sure you're glued to for the next few minutes. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in and joining us. How are you feeling today?
Good. Brilliant. Look, it wasn't last week or we'd have been feeling a bit rough, but yeah, it's a Monday morning, we feel great.
You were partying last week, you were having a good time.
Yeah, we did. We launched our world tour and our new single in the 22 Club in Dublin, and it was the first gig we've done in Ireland in a long time, isn't it? All our family and friends, even, and Louis Walsh. Yeah.
All your family and friends. Louis there?
Yeah, Louis was there.
He hasn't changed a bit, you know. We were performing a lot of the hits from Westlife and Boyzone, and then we dropped in our new song, I Would, and we had our full live band over in Ireland performing with us. It was a great vibe, it was a great sound. We really loved performing our new tune. And then after the show, we're in the dressing room, myself and Brian, and we're on a bit of a high, you know, celebrating. And as you come off stage, you're always a bit high, you know. And Louis walks into the dressing room and goes, great show, lads. But Brian, you should stick to the hits.
It won't change.
How did it come about? Was it just understood he'd come, or like is the relationship is obviously good enough that he'd show?
You still got a good relationship.
We invited him.
Right.
Look, we know he rips us apart and slags us off all the time, but that's just Louis.
He just says,
so you don't take it personally, you know. And he's getting on, and he was the creator of Boyzone and Westlife, so it's kind of nice to. We don't tend to fall out with anybody, man. You know, we're at that age now. I mean, I'm turning half a century soon. You try to just get on with people, you know.
Yeah, it's sweet that's the position that you've found now, a sort of a peace, I suppose, with him or with yourselves that you're at that age.
Personally,
yeah?
I never had a problem with Louis at all.
Right.
To be honest with you, I actually got on better with Louis after I left Westlife than when he actually managed me.
Because of the working relationship.
Yeah, we never got on. And I think it was kind of the same as Boyzone. Louis always attached himself to one person in the band. So for us, it was Key, and I guess it was Ronan for Boyzone, where he would just deal with Key. And so we never spoke to Louis. Louis would ring Key in and say, this is what's happening, you're going here, you're doing that. And then Keane would relay it back to us. So I never had any relationship with Louis, but then as soon as I left the band, then we became friends.
Was that because Keane was the singer?
No, because he was the brains behind the operation.
Well, you're both the singers on this song, and I would. Where JP and I were saying, well, would you? Jeez, yeah. I will be God, and I would.
The second single's coming out is going to be called I did.
I'm sorry, I did. Making music now in 2024 is obviously wildly different. Even the notion of doing it now is so different to, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. Mm. That like, everyone says that the business is built around doing live, you know, live performance, to sell tickets, get bums on seats. Why did you want to record something new?
You're so right though, because like in the old days, we used to do touring basically to sell the records. Mm. And now it's the complete opposite. We bring out music now to sell the shows, you know, and that's kind of what the music industry has become. And look, it's a very, very different place now, the music industry, because obviously because everything's for free and downloaded, there's no money in music anymore for making music. That's why you don't see any bands. Like, when's the last time you saw a really good new band come out? Because there's no money for these guys to go into a studio and, you know, because it's expensive to put a full band in the studio. So that's why, you know, most of the biggest artists and newest artists on the planet, they're all singer-songwriters. And you know, you think about with Billie Eilish, the reason why she's so big is because her brother produces her records. They didn't have to spend any money to do it themselves. And that's unfortunately the way it is. And, you know, I think back to growing up in the 90s and there was so many great bands, you know, like Nirvana, Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, Metallica. Like, there's never going to be that again, which is quite sad, unless something has a kind of a flip around and changes. So even for us, the kind of the process in the studio is so different. You know, I remember making some of my solo records and I'd have full live band and live strings and stuff, and that's gone now. You know, you've got to pretty much do it all on you know, on keys, and you can't invest the money into the music like you used to. But look, that's why we kind of make these songs now that are very kind of, you know, they're driven with beats and stuff like that, because the spending of the money on making great albums is gone, unfortunately.
Why did you want to make new music? Surely there's enough of a back catalogue there that you can fill. You've been filling shows for years now. You've got enough tune. Why did you want to do some new music?
Brian and I are gigging 8 years together now.
Eight years.
Jeez,
I remember when you started. Yeah. I was on the 6 o'clock show, I think. Or yeah, it was around that time.
November 2015.
Wow.
Is when we set writing the first show. To see the show, the first show was an autobiographical show.
Yeah.
Where we told our stories of our experiences on the road for 25 years. And that organically just grew into us doing gigs. You know, it became apparent that Westlife and Boyzone had over 20 UK number one songs between us. So, you know, you only really need 18 songs to do a full show. You know, we've more songs than we needed. So we did two tours of the autobiographical show, and then we decided to start singing more songs. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a big picture, a big plan. We just started booking ourselves out, getting booked out, and then these festivals start booking us. Then we're in Denmark and Sweden in August. Then we're over in the UAE and Dubai, and then Asia kicked off. And before we knew where we were, we're 8 years deep. You know, yeah. We wrote and recorded a studio album just before COVID. It came out in COVID, Old School, and. What you're trying to achieve is the gigs that we do are great. Nostalgia is alive and well. We're singing these songs and we're getting our audiences coming that were there in the 90s, and it's a kind of, they're being transported back to their teenage years and they feel great for the night. That's great. But to be able to tap into the generation of today who don't know who we are, you know, we're old men to them.
Okay.
To try and get into the generation today, to try and build on our audiences, to try and capture a new audience, you've got to bring out new songs. You've got to bring out new music, you know? And this particular song, I would. You know, that's the story of us, you know, the road that we've been on hasn't always been all bells and whistles. We've had difficult times, but whatever we've done, we would do it again. You know, I would do it all over again. We were very blessed to have a fantastic career, and we're still lucky now to have an audience to play to, you know.
Yeah.
And we're bringing our show home for the first time. We've never gigged in Ireland.
Never gigged in Ireland.
No. We've done the autobiographical show. We've never done a concert, though. This is our first concert. We're playing the Olympia. We're playing Galway, Belfast, Cork. We're doing four shows in Ireland. And we'll just see how it goes
now,
from there.
Now, the good thing about it is the tickets go on sale on Wednesday, on the 11th. But Ticketmaster have sorted out their computer now, so it's not going to crash.
Really? But there will be dynamic pricing. It's going to be a minimum of grand a ticket.
So I would advise people to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and get in the queue.
Yeah, make sure you're locked in. Did you always, we mentioned Louis, but like, and of course there's a crossover there in terms of the management, whatever, back in the early days. When you would have met in the early days, did you always get on, or would you?
Well, Westlife started as Boyzone support act.
Yeah,
we were on tour for. I mean, I think we did two tours, didn't we? Two European tours with you.
We did all the clubs and the trailers and the 40-foot trucks, and then we eventually made it to arenas, and they went straight to our arena.
They just came straight in,
straight on.
But when we were touring Europe, you know, we'd been on the road for 8 years at that stage, or 5 years at that stage. And everybody in Boyzone had become quite boring, you know, drinking green tea and eating protein. So I went on the Westlife bus and got drunk every night.
Had a good time. Did you personally, was it always just all lads generally, or did you personally get on?
No, the two bands got on pretty much, all of us got on together.
Yeah, but me and him were the two messers.
Really? Okay, yeah. in each group.
And obviously the Dublin thing, because, you know, the boys were from Sligo, so we had that Dublin connection as well, so I think that kind of helped.
So then when you were doing it, when you got together 8 years ago to do a tour, was that just a sort of a, let's see how this goes. See how they react.
There's no way if you'd have told me 8 years ago that 8 years time we'd still be doing it.
Yeah.
You know, even the whole Boys Life concept. It's not, that was never like, that wasn't the name of the band. That was the name of the show we were doing. It was Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden, and the show was called Boys Life.
Okay.
And it just organically grew into us kind of doing all the songs and now touring the world with a live band. Like, we're going to America for the first time. We're playing New York and LA and places. It's to us, that's just crazy. You know, I never thought we'd be doing this 8 years later.
The video I've seen down through the years, I've seen people, audience members sharing videos of you guys performing, and you throw yourselves into it. Is it a two way thing that it's like you're feeding off the energy of these people that, like, Jesus, like, they love ye. They love ye.
Well, we don't take ourselves too serious. You know, the music speaks for itself. We have a great time on stage.
Yeah.
And we have no idea night to night what way we're going to change the show. Some of the shows, you know, could be an hour and 40 minutes long, and some shows could be 3 hours long. Like, we've had written complaints in because people have missed the last ferry home.
That's a true story.
The last metro home,
People tried to sue us. They wanted money because they had to pay for a taxi.
Well, you could have left. Ride. You could have gone.
That's what I said. We didn't keep you there.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're performing like that, or, you know, like, is that sort of the ultimate buzz? Is that the thing that keeps it going?
That's why we do it. You know, that's the going and doing interviews and making records. That's all brilliant. But the ultimate buzz is when you get on that stage, you walk out, the band start playing, and you see, and even last night when we were doing our gig, just watching people singing the song back to you. That's, It's such a buzz. You can't explain to people. I guess the nearest thing would probably be for a footballer scoring a goal. It's that same kind of buzz. It's a high you can't explain to people.
There's a bizarre nervousness that still exists, though.
No way. Keith Duffy getting nervous.
I swear to God. Like during the summer we were doing gigs called the Rewind Festivals, and there's like 50,000 people at them, you know? And I when I say I'm nervous, I'm aware I've got a job to do and I want to do it well. So when I say nerves, you kind of channel that into energy and that gives you a better performance. But when you're with, you know, for the gig that we did in Dublin last week, it was a lot of media and a lot of family and friends. Our parents, our kids, you know, their friends were coming along. So, you know, the onus was on us like last week. And even though we just played the 50,000 people, there was only 150 or 200 people in the 22 club. And I was a nervous wreck.
Really?
I was, because you start to doubt yourself. We were singing the new song for the first time. And, you know, I know the song Inside Out and Backwards, but you doubt yourself whether you're going to remember the lyrics. And Brian will tell you, like, I'm an awful man. Like, if I become self-aware of myself on stage for a second, I start to panic that I don't know the lyrics and then change them.
All right.
And I put in new lyrics that fit in the same spot.
Well, do you know what? That's all right. As long as no
any
one is
memorable new lyrics.
No. Listen, man, we're singing no matter what 30 years, and I make up new words to every time we're on stage.
We've never sang the same song twice ever. It's a new song every time. And I just listen, what's he going to sing this time?
You improvise it as you go
it
along.
It always fits in perfect, though, you know.
Can I ask about having this opportunity to tour? Like I can hear from you, Brian, that there's like you're mentioning, like, we're going to America and we get to do a little live band. And you say you didn't imagine. What's it like having another crack at it? Like, did you think this would be a thing?
I think the great thing for us is that we got to do it in Boyzone and Westside. We got to tour the world and we got to see all these places, but we didn't see these places. It was all work.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never knew when it was going to end. So we never actually took it in and enjoyed it. And this time, it feels like it's another chance, isn't it? And everywhere we go now, we really soak it in. And in our head, we're thinking, this might be the last time you ever play LA or Singapore. So we really, you know, every single gig, we act like it could be our last gig.
You know,
and we enjoy it.
We play a lot of golf. We play golf everywhere we go.
All right, okay, that's a priority.
It helps, you know, yeah, we book golf in everywhere and we enjoy that. And that gives us the opportunity to see an awful lot more of the places that we travel to. Back in the 90s when we were in the bands, the record company would fill up your diary with promo all day and you're so tired. Like, sleep deprivation is an awful thing in any workplace.
Yeah.
You're tired, you get bickery with each other. We're much more in control now. You know what I mean? And we there's only two. It's much easier to deal with two than it is to deal with five. So we kind of pick and choose what we do, and the money's a lot better.
JP wants to know both your handicaps. I can already see it.
Who's the low man then? Who gets up and tees off
both
first?
The same.
Right, okay.
At the moment, I'm 10.4 and he's 11.1.
Solid, so. Solid.
Sorry. I was a 5 and I went back to 14. I
tough.
Got the shanks
Bandit.
For 2 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was awful.
He was literally playing like his swing was like Rory's. His 350 yard drives every time. And then thank God he got the shanks.
I just couldn't play golf. It was COVID killed me. Because we didn't play for 6-7 months, no golf. And then when we came back, just forgot how to play.
I went from 36 down to 8 in COVID. Because I live on a golf course.
That's all right. You're both very different guys now, I guess, as well, all these years. Like, my kids are like 10 and 12, but you've both got adult kids.
So yeah, my son's 28.
28? I saw him. He's working, isn't he?
He's an actor.
Yeah, how's he getting on?
He's doing great, yeah. He's just done a massive show at Amazon with Rosamund Pike called The Wheel of Time.
That's the one I was reading about, yeah.
Yeah.
He's very good at it as well.
He's very polished. He's not into the lights and the red carpets and all that shite. He's not into, you know, the celebrity thing. He's just into his craft. His accents are polished. You know, he trains in the gym every day, so he's ready to go whenever the role comes in. He's very professional.
Right. Jesus, 28 years, like I always measure my own age of celebrities' babies' ages. So when Keith Duffy is a 28-year-old, I'm like, man, I'm old now.
My daughter's 24.
24? I remember.
23, 21 and 3.
That's an interesting one because I live in a house where my missus is like, I will go again. We'll go again. Yeah, but it's too late. The ship has sailed.
Well, you're looking so well now. It's hard for her not to.
Well, this is it. She can't keep her hands off
me. I'll never go off him.
Keith Duffy was flirting with me before we went live.
Yes, he's in fair shape, this fella.
I remember I was actually Yeah, anyway, whatever about that. We'll talk about that another time. Going again with a three-year-old, and you're a different Brian McFadden now than you were when the first batch arrived.
Well, obviously, when Molly and Lily were born, you know, I was right in the height of Westlife. And, you know, I never got to experience them being children. I missed their first steps, their first words. I missed all of that. So it's been great, you know, having Ruby now, and she's, you know, getting to relive all that stuff I missed with Molly and Lily. You know, and as well, I'm a lot older. I was only a baby myself when the girls were born. So to be a dad now and just, you know, it's something to live for. I love it. Absolutely love it. And it does make the job a little harder, though, because going away gets a lot harder now.
Yeah, but I suppose, no more than you mentioned, like fitting in golf and fitting in elements, that doing touring or doing this bit, doing the work around life must be easier, rather than having Louis Walsh saying, no, you need to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning for that flight.
Exactly like Keith said, you know, it's we put our life, our personal life is number one, and then work just comes around it, you know. And if we don't want to do something, we just don't do it. You know, if somebody came and said, right, guys, I want you to go away for 6 months, we just go, it's not happening.
Yeah, it doesn't work for the...
I might be a granddad soon, when you calm down.
Really? Have you got something to announce?
No, geez, I hope not.
Quick, make a phone call.
If my son Jay was acting like me, I would have been a granddad 8 years ago.
there you go. Your older kids make of their baby sister?
They love her. Yeah, they absolutely love her.
Baby now.
There's a lot of kids, young kids in the family as well. Obviously, they've got younger brothers and sisters as well. And my sister has two young kids as well, so there's a lot of children running around at the moment.
Does Ruby know what you do? Did you grasp it? Like
she loves her. Every time I go on the phone when I'm away, she's like, I want to speak to Uncle Keith.
Oh, really?
I taught her her first proper Irish word, and I say to her, Ruby, what's Uncle Keith? And she goes, he's a ginny.
Because she's English.
She's a proper Lancaster accent.
We've all told that against her.
And we've taught her a few Dublin things now, so she has another one. She goes, I'll
eat the burger.
Can I get a curry? I'll get a burger.
Very funny.
Lads, I have to say, huge respect to you. Just those videos... Looking at those videos and looking at the energy you throw into it and the love you get from this audience and the way that you engage and connect with it and having a second crack at it and seeing you enjoy it and live it and embody it and just, Jesus, just go for it. A huge respect to you. Congratulations.
What do you do? I was going to say.
What does your man do?
He's like the lead singer. I'm just the backing dancer. So I'm
just
the
paid to be here.
Believe it or not.
JP's on BVs. And if ever a golf question comes up, he's...
I'll feel that one.
What do you play off?
Grass, usually. No. Six-ish, a bad six.
Oh, good man.
I love him. You know what? I love him. He's a fella in the boy band that gets paid to do nothing.
I'm the kin.
I just make the phone calls. We can forget every time we ever try and book Westlife, they never show. And that's why. Genuinely, boys, congrats. The song is lovely, and you're going to be touring in Ireland. These tickets are going on sale on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 11th of September at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.ie. I'll give the dates. It's the 15th of January in Ulster Hall in Belfast, then the 17th of Jan in Leisureland in Galway, 18th of January City Hall in Cork. Jeez, you're taking a night off and then you're all over the country. And then you've got Cork in you've got Cork, and then I've got the 19th of January, the 3 Olympia Theatre, and then you're looking at the rest of the world. You're looking at the UK, the US, Europe and Asia. You're going back to Australia as well, Brian.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I haven't been back in 7 years maybe, since we've been there, 6-7 years.
Great golf out in Australia.
Yeah.
Have you got dates in the diary yet?
Yeah, we've got 15 shows in Australia.
Jesus.
Yeah, we've 7 shows in New Zealand and 15 in Australia.
I was listening to, I saw a clip of Sandilands, Kyle. You were pals with him.
We were best friends when I lived out there. Yeah. I haven't spoke to him about 10 years, eight, 10 years, whatever it is.
He was supposed to be the best man at one of your weddings.
He was supposed to be the best man at my wedding, and he flew all the way from Australia to Florence. And then he basically went on a bender, never showed up for the wedding. And I haven't spoken to him since. But we were supposed to do an interview for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and
he was off sick.
He didn't turn up for the radio interview, and he was off sick.
Oh Jesus! Were you over there? Or was he? Was it?
No,
supposed
I was
to be,
just on the phone.
Oh, yeah, connection, right?
On the phone, so he spoke to Jackie.
Yeah, but he knew you'd get married again, so he said,
"You still got the next one.
I'll catch you on the next train.
The next one.
You are getting married next year. That's the plan, anyway. Yeah. Okay.
I'm due one anyway.
Married one before.
Yeah, you expect one wedding and three come along at once. No, genuinely. Yeah, so you might connect with him when you're.
We'll have five boys between us.
Gents, thanks so much for coming in. It's been lovely talking to you. The lads are on Instagram, official Boys Life. There's a Z in the middle of that, boys. And the new single is I Would. You get your tickets on Wednesday, ticketmaster.ie. Brian McFadden, Keith Duffy. It's Boys Life.
Thank you
very much.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.